Oh, hey, welcome to the Single and Sewing Podcast. I'm your host, once Leah, and I'm glad that you're here. Now, before you go anywhere or try to figure out what's happening, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for who you are. Thank you for each and every episode, oh God, that is released from this platform, oh God. I pray that I decrease and you increase, oh God. I pray, oh God, that episode from this platform, oh God, will be a blessing, oh God, to your people, oh God, to the source, oh God, to the listeners, oh God. Father, I pray, oh God, that you, the people that you've already, oh God, cultivated for this space, oh God, will reach this space, oh God. I pray, oh Lord Jesus, oh God, that people will just be blessed and lives will be transformed, oh God. Have your way and take your place, oh God, because I know you're the King of glory, oh God. I know you're the King of kings and Lord of lords, and that there is no one like you and none can be compared to you, oh God. Thank you. Amen. Now let's get into it. All right. Welcome back. I'm glad you stuck through the intro. I know. I'm so excited. Wahoo! We are making progress. So this episode is just more of an intro episode just to get to know you all. You all get to know me a little bit. I know some of you already know my name. I already said it. My name is Wansalia, and I'm your host of the Single and Sewing Podcast. Maybe we can have a co-host. What do you guys think? But for now, I'm your host of the Single and Sewing Podcast, and I'm glad that I'm in this space. I'm honored, right? It's not something that I earned, but it's because of the grace of God. And I just want to say thank you all for just, you know, hopping on just to listen to a young lady who is just navigating this world just as she was navigating this walk on this platform. We'll be talking a lot of things. We'll be talking about identity. We'll be talking about calling. We'll be talking about dating, courtship. We'll be talking about career, your career. We'll be also be talking about like just leadership, because I think it's important. I love leadership, okay? I think it's important. I say, this is my mantra. This is something that I live by, honestly. I say it's better to serve than to be served. Some people like to be served. I like to serve. I am not in a hurry for someone to serve me. I'm in a hurry to be able to serve. Like, how can I serve you today? And you know what? To say this, actually, my coworker, he does a great job. When we have a conversation and at the end of each conversation, he would say, Wansalia, how can I serve you today? Right? The Single and Sewing Podcast is a space that how I'm asking you all, how can I serve you? How can be a service? How can I be a service to you? How can I be a vessel to you for God's glory? So yeah, this is a space. This is not a judgment space. This is a space where we're all going to grow. We're all going to learn. We're all going to shift our mindset from that whole waiting season mindset and shift to living fully for Christ Jesus right now. Like, because he's an on-time God. He's not a God that's just waiting in the corner. He's always present. He's always moving and he's always doing. So because our God who created us and we were created in his image and his likeness. So what we're going to do, we're always going to be doing. We're always going to be moving and always going to be obeying. We're not going to be stagnant and stand still because the Lord hasn't called you to stand still. Okay, call you to move. Don't be sitting around and saying, well, I need to get married first before I do this. I need to do all those things has to go away. This podcast is to kind of help you navigate through that mindset and say, you know what? I'm tired of this mindset. I need to walk in obedience. I need to trust the Lord with all of my heart, all of my mind, and all of my soul. Not some part of it. Not when things are going great. Like, okay, what is the guarantee? Let's just talk about this. What is the guarantee that when you get married, then everything is going to be like, wahoo, yes, I can do the things that the Lord has called me to do. Do you think that's obedience? That is not obedience. People say obedience is better than sacrifice. The sacrifice is actually walking in obedience. So yeah, I just want to say that, but this is the platform for that. This is for Christian singles. This is for singles, Christian singles, but any single actually, but if you're a Christian single and you're just in that space, this is the place for you to have dialogues, to have conversation. And our conversation is not just going to be mere conversation. Granted, I'm going to share my experience, my journey, and maybe give some advice. But what holds truth on this platform, on this podcast, is the word of God. I always say, I have feelings. My feelings are real, but they're not true because I know the word of God is true. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, and since I was a kid, shout out to the people that kind of helped us had devotion in the morning, because this stuck with me, memorizing Bible verses that has helped me as an adult. Okay? And in 2 Timothy 3:16-17, I always say this. All scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, and correcting, and training in righteousness, so that a man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Not some good work, but every good work. On this podcast, we're also going to be navigating what is that good work God is talking about. Because sometimes you can be doing a work that the word identified as good work, but is it identified in the book of the eyes of God as good work? Another thing we'll also talk about is, you know, the flesh. You know, the flesh is real. You know what I mean? It is real. And then you also have the spirit. So in this whole process of you saying, I'm waiting, where's the spirit in the midst? Because we think that the spirit is separate, like the spirit is so far away. No, it's the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, three in one. So we sometimes neglect the spirit. Said we just want the Holy Spirit to activate when we wanted to activate. No, he's not on our time. Okay. He's not on time. He's an on-time guy, but he's not on our time. He's on his own time, right? So the spirit is there to help us against the flesh. The spirit is there to lead us into all truth. How do you know all truth if you don't really know the spirit, the importance of the Holy Spirit in your life, in the things that you're doing? And you're like, yeah, I'm just gonna wait till, you know, God decided to give me my husband. Well, number one, he doesn't owe you anything. Not even me, anything. So are you sure you're waiting, or you're just being disobedient? I'm sorry. I didn't come, you know, blazing through to just say all of these things, but I just want to say, this is the space for you. Now, you know, you might be drinking your coffee in the morning and on your way to work, listen to this podcast. I'm just glad that you're here. Okay, I'm glad that you're trusting the Lord and trusting that God is going to use me to be a blessing to you. Another thing I want to point out is that this podcast, the foundation of this podcast, was built on the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and where the Apostle Paul spoke about people who are unmarried, not just women, but also men who are unmarried, concerning unmarried people, right? He mentioned that singleness is a gift. The Single and Sewing podcast, it wasn't a podcast right before. It was actually a connect group that the Lord equipped me to start a church. And then now in 2023, it became a podcast. Now, I took a break in 2023. For people who were following my journey, realize I lost my dad in 2023. Very tragic. It hurt. It still hurt to this day. But God mend the brokenhearted, and he's there. He's my father. Now, see, God is my father. When people say, oh, he's a good father, we really have to think about, what does that look like? Are we saying it just to say it because it sounds good? The music sounds good. It makes us feel emotional. We have this feeling, or we actually see God as a good father. For me, I see God as a good father. He is so good. He is so kind. He is so loving. He's my shelter. He's my comforter. He's my protector. Like the way I see God after the death of my father, like we say Father, Son, and Blessed Holy Spirit. Like I thought I was moving in the space of like just Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Baby. The way God is like my father, my king, the King of Kings. Yes. So that shifted a lot for me. And I just took a break because I was burnt out. And then a lot was just happening at once. And yeah, it became a long break. And then, the ending of 2024, knock, knock. The thing I call you to do, I need you to do it. What are we doing? I'm like, Lord, I don't have the capacity. There's all of these things. So I said, obedience. And one thing I learned, When I say, Lord, I don't have the capacity, he will start pointing out the things that I have the capacity to do that he hasn't called me to do. Oop. Yes. So I've learned the hard way. So what I learned how to do is obey. Okay. I obey. Obedience better than sacrifice. People say obedience better than sacrifice, but using it in the context, obedience is actually sacrifice. Okay. So that's just what it is. And I just want to tell you today that you're a gift to God's kingdom. You are not a delay. You are not an outcast. You are not forgotten. You are not behind. God has never seen you as someone who's behind, because he purposefully created you and handpicked you and folded and molded you in your mother's womb, as Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, talks about, right? So you are not behind, okay? You are ahead in the eyes of God. You are chosen by the King of Glory. You are crowned with his royal crown. You are clothed with his royal robe, right? He sees you. If you think about Hagar encounter with the King of Kings, like El Roy, he's the God that sees. God sees you. Like he sees you, he loves you, and he just wants you to walk in obedience and trust him. People say trust the process. If you're trusting the world's process, I would say trust the process of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because he loves you and he sees you and he cares for you. And I'm here to tell you that because he's told me that and continue to remind me of my identity in him. So we're going to be talking about that. Okay. We're talking about all of the good stuff and gisting and just being vulnerable. Lord, please, I hope I don't cry on this podcast, because it's looking like it. It's looking like it. Okay. But yeah, now before we close out, if you're not following the Single and Sewing podcast on Instagram, please go ahead and do so. We're also on TikTok, and you know, the episode will be released on every platforms. Okay. The Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the platform that you can listen to podcasts or audios, it will be released on there. Please just go listen, share, comment your thoughts. If you have suggestions and stuff, please don't hesitate to reach out, DM me on Instagram, or send me an email. Actually, at hello@singleandsoaring.org, and I'll respond, or at onceleah@singleandsoaring.info. I will also respond. I can't wait. There are a lot of good stuff coming that I'd love to share with you along the way. But thank you for hanging out with me today. Now, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you for the people. I want to say thank you for each and every individual. I pray that you cover them with your blood. I pray to God that you help them navigate through their day. Oh Lord, I pray to Lord Jesus that there would this episode, this time will resonate with them, and that they will be blessed by it for your glory and your kingdom and your purpose. Not my purpose, not my glory, not anything that has to do with me, but everything that has to do with you. Thank you. I pray that it reaches the people that need to be met. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time.